我的名字是萨江文。Hi everyone, my name is Carmen Shaw, and I'm going to first say my testimony in English, and 我再重复用中文再讲一次。Okay, so I grew up in a Christian family. My mom was the first person in our family to believe in Christ.And she promptly brought my brother and me to church. My dad followed our family to church shortly afterward. I started going to church when I was about 4 or 5 years old, and so I've learned all about the Bible and the gospel through Sunday school. So I remember the first time I ever heard about the Lord Jesus and what he did on the cross for us. I was in kindergarten when I learned about how Jesus had died on the cross to save us from our sins.My teacher asked us to bow our heads and close our eyes and fold our hands and ask the Lord Jesus to come into our hearts and become our Lord and Savior. Even at that age, I was just touched by this message and prayed the prayer that the teacher had said with us. But back then, I was still too little and I didn't understand what sin was and why sin needed to be punished by death.All I knew was that sin was wrong and it was bad. My genuine acceptance of the Lord Jesus was at 12 years old. And by that age, I was old enough to begin to grasp that what Jesus had done for us was true love and true grace. God's put me into many situations over the course of these years and slowly built my faith and solidified my belief that he is the true God.The experience I'm going to share with you today happened in 7th grade when I entered my new school. Before I begin, you also need to know that one of my biggest sins personally is caring way too much about how other people think of me. I learned through Mrs. Chong's lessons during Friday night Bible study that sin is when we rebel against God or when we substitute God for ourselves.And we become the center of our life, and that's the root of all sin. I remember when Mrs. Chong asked us, our youth group, to meditate over the week, and there was a period of time when we meditated on the meaning of repentance. And I meditated, and God helped me see the importance I placed on other people's judgments and thoughts of me. I saw my inner feelings and self-consciousness and pride, pity, and selfishness. And this was my nature. During my meditation, my brain finally made the connection that everything I thought, everything I did,everything I wanted was self-serving, and it revolved around myself, and sin was rooted into my system. I felt disgusting and filthy before the Lord because he was holy, and I clearly wasn't. But at the same time, I was absolutely powerless under sin because sin wasn't something I could control, andIt was in one of those moments when I realized how much I needed God's salvation and why John Newton felt compelled to compose the song Amazing Grace. Although I didn't really understand this concept until 2 or 3 years ago, the story I'm going to share with you is one of the first times it really hit home that God is the only one that truly loves me and he's the only one who doesn't change.When I changed schools in 7th grade, I was thankfully able to make lots of new friends. I became part of a group. There were 4 of us, all girls, including me. I won't name names, but I thought they were the coolest people I've ever met. And I wanted nothing more to be best friends with these girls. Oops, sorry. this...desire may have become an idol for me because I wanted to dress like them, listen to the same music as them, watch the same TV shows as they did. I wanted to be just like them. They were that cool. We weren't in the same classes, but I still ate lunch with them every day, and I still felt accepted into their group and circle. The problem was I didn't see at the time that we didn't really have much in common, but they did, and they didn't want me to be part of their friend group anymore. And around the same time, Mei Ling, our first youth group pastor, was still here, and I had the opportunity to experience a loving group of people because we were held together by Christ. And there was a significant difference between the two. The day the girls told me they didn't think we should be friends anymore was around spring. We've been friends for more than half the school year. I was absolutely devastated. I cried. I was hurt. It wasn't just my pride or my feelings that were hurt. It was mostly because it wasn't the first time it happened. I had the same thing happen to me when I was in first, third, or fifth grade. I couldn't understand what I did wrong. I tried my absolute hardest to fit in, but I was rejected. It was during this time that I looked to comfort in my relationship with God. I tried to draw closer to Him. I spent a lot of time in prayer and reading His Word. It was during this space of time that I was able to reflect. I saw how unreliable humans are because we change and we're selfish. Sorry. Oh, thank you. But I learned that God never changes and that He loves me. With the help of more spiritually mature members of our former youth group, I was able to come to the conclusion that God would love and accept me, even with my faults, as long as I was willing to come before Him and repent. God would never turn me away. It was through this experience that it really hit me that my relationship with God was the most important. I experienced His faithfulness and grace because through prayer, God answered me. He gave me a different set of friends. And nowadays, I'm even friends with the girls that had originally rejected me. As I was writing my testimony, I reflected on my spiritual condition, and I thought about the fruits and the fruits of repentance and the fruits of the Spirit. And I have to say I'm still repenting. Since I'm a senior in high school this year, I've been trying my best to practice trusting, obeying, depending, and submitting to God. I also can't lie and say that I've developed any fruits because my mom's in the audience. But Mrs. Chong wanted me to speak a little bit about my mother's influence in my life. And I have to say, my conversations with my mom have influenced and impacted me a lot. If you don't already know, I'm a very talkative person, and so is my mom. And during my conversations with her, I usually learn a lot because my mom draws a lot of what she tells me through the Bible. And so that's how my mom impacted me a lot. So God has put me through lots of similar situations, as I said before. And through one particular hurt, I remember my mom telling me that she helped me understand that if I put my relationship with God before all my other relationships, everything will fall into place according to His time and His will. And this may be a lesson I have to learn over and over until I finally learn to only care about how God sees me and how God thinks of me. Okay, the end.
Okay, 我要再讲一次用中文讲。 我的中文 没有比这个姐姐好。 我读的是比较慢，然后看的也有点困难，所以请大家忍耐一下。
我生长在一个基督徒的家庭，我的妈妈是我们家第一个人，人信主耶稣基督的。在星期天，她总是会带我和弟弟去教会。在我妈妈信主以后，我爸爸也很快跟我们一起去教会。我是4岁半的时候，才开始去教会。我记得第一次我听到关于耶稣基督被钉死在十字架，是为了拯救我们脱离罪，是我在上幼稚园的时候。我的 Sunday School 老师要求我们低头闭眼睛，把双手合起来祷告，祈求耶稣进到我们心里，做我们的救主。那时我虽然只是5岁，我深深的被这个信息所去目而感动。但是那时我还小，不是很懂什么是罪，为什么罪要受到死的处罚。所以我知道的是我做错了，就是不是好的。我真的接受耶稣基督做我的救主是我在12岁的时候。那时我已经开始比较懂这福音的信息，是关于耶稣基督是神的儿子，和他是和他的十字架，那是神的爱和恩典。这些年来，上帝把我放在很多不同的环境里，使我慢慢的建立对神的信心，和建古我对这位真实的神的信赖。今天我把这点经验与大家分享。事情发生在我上7年级的时候。那时我刚刚换到一个新的学校去。首先我要与你们分享我的一个很大的罪，就是我的个性非常在乎别人如何看我和想我。有一次我在星期五晚上参加青少年团契上是蚂蚁的课，他告诉我们说罪就是悖逆，对抗神，以自我替代神，我们自己变成我们生活的所有的中心。这就是罪和罪的根源。司马懿要求我们每个人回去默想一个星期。这是第一次默想和悔改，这是我的第一次默想和悔改。我去默想的时候，上帝地助我看见我心里的最深处。比如我很看重别人怎么看我和想我，自私、骄傲、自卑、自怜，这都是我的原罪。当我在默想的时候，我的头脑 Oops, 头脑，终于把所有的事情都连在一起了。我想到我所做的，所有的事情都是很自私的，都是自我中心的，最好像生了根一样在我心里面的。当我看到这些的时候，我感到这些非常的恶心、肮脏。我是圣洁的神面前没有任何的价值。对不起，同时，我发现我在最面前完全是没有任何的能力去自己控制的。就在这个时候，我认识到我是多么的需要上帝的救恩，也懂了为什么约翰牛顿说了感动，创作了起源点这样美的赞美诗。但是我真明白这首歌曲的意义是在两年前。这是我第一次真正感觉到唯独上帝才有真正的爱。他的爱永远不会改变的。当我七年级换学校的时候，我非常的感恩，我可以有很多新的朋友，我有了一群的女孩子做我的朋友，我自己想他们是拥有过的最棒的朋友，我们慢慢的变成了好朋友。我与他们穿一样的衣服，听一样的音乐，看一样的电视节目，一起吃中饭。我觉得我被接纳到他们的圈子里了。但是我没有看到我们相互之间在任何方面的共同点，可是他们是却很合群。就在这个时候，美玲来到我们的教会，她是我们教会的第一个青少年传道人。我有了机会去体会一个彼此之间有爱的团契的升华，因为我们的感情建立在耶稣基督里的那是完全不同的一种关系。有一天我圈子里的两个朋友来告诉我说，虽然我们已经做了半年多的朋友了，但是现在他们不想跟我一起做朋友了。那天我真的非常的伤心，我嚎啕大哭，我心里面受到了非常的大的伤害。这不仅仅是我我的骄傲和感情被伤害，受挫折，因为这已经不是第一次发生这样的事，而是已经好几次了。我不明白我哪里做错了，我已经非常努力的去迎合他们的，结果我还是被拒绝了。 然而，就在这段时间里，我从上帝那里得了安慰。我也想到这，我也想要亲近他，与他建立关系。我花了好多好多时间来读圣经和祷告。这是一个很大的空间，使我能够思考。我看到人是多么的可靠，我看到人是多么的不可靠，因为我经历到了我们的蜕变。我们人都自私，然而我体会到上帝永远不改变，他爱我。我们教会最早的青少年团契，对我属灵方面有很多帮助，使我能够来体会和感受上帝会爱我、接纳我。只要我愿意来到他面前悔改，他会饶恕我的过分。人会丢掉的丢，
这个字我不认识了。
丢子起，对不起，人会丢弃我，但神却永远不会丢弃我。透过这些经验，我真的经历被神管教，使我认识到我与上帝间的关系才是最最重要的。我经历到了他是心实和恩典。他的心是很恩典，我也经验到他回应了我的祷告。现在上帝给了我很多不同的朋友，甚至以前拒绝过我的女孩又成我的好朋友了。当我写见证的时候，我在回顾我的灵性状况，我想这回受的果子和森林的果子不在在哪里。为人不能撒谎，我说我有森林的为人不能撒谎，我必须诚实的说我还在悔改。我今年是12年级，我在精良的学习学习操练信心、顺服、依靠和委身于上帝的功课。师母阿姨，希望我说一点关于我妈妈，妈妈的影响在，我的妈妈影响我的生命的事。我必须要说，我与我妈妈的谈话对我的生命是很有很多影响的。我与妈妈的沟通比较多。我也从与妈妈的谈话中学到一些圣经的教导，她也帮助我明白我要学习把上帝放在第一位。这个是个吗？ 哦、oh, ，sorry， 这个我还不学习，但我终于学到一件事。最重要的是，只要在乎上帝如何看我，怎样想我，我有没有一颗爱神的心？